AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Shots have been fired with one person killed in the arrest in Oregon of leaders of the armed group that's occupied a national wildlife refuge for 3 weeks. Militant leader Ammon Bundy and his followers were reportedly heading to a community meeting at a senior center in a Grant County town about 70 miles north of Burns to address local residents to discuss their views on federal management of public lands. The FBI and Oregon State Police conducted a traffic stop along the highway that prompted gunfire. Law enforcement issued a statement saying agents made 7 arrests, including Bundy and his brother. The person killed was not identified. The upcoming GOP debate will be without the leader in the polls. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Donald Trump's campaign manager says the frontrunner won't take part in Thursday's debate. Trump is unhappy that Fox News plans to include Megyn Kelly as one of the debate moderators, a reporter Trump has described as a lightweight. He plans instead to hold a competing event.
I'm going to have something else in Iowa. We'll do something where we raise money for the veterans and the wounded warriors.
Thursday's debate with now 7 Republicans will be the last one before Monday's caucuses. Jerry Bodlander, Marshalltown, Iowa.
Cleveland officials have decided to fire 6 police officers involved in a 137-shot barrage that killed 2 unarmed black people after a high-speed chase in November 2012. Police Commander James Jura says 12 department supervisors were also disciplined.
1 supervisor was terminated, 2 supervisors were demoted in rank, 9 supervisors were suspended from duty for a period of 3 to 30 days.
The president of Cleveland's largest police union says he'll fight the discipline. Numbers just released in Japan say Japan sold over 10.5 million vehicles in 2015. This is AP Radio News. The group that runs the so-called doomsday clock is leaving it at 3 minutes to midnight, reflecting fears about nuclear weapons and global warming.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has set the clock's hand since 1947. They went to 6 minutes before midnight when President Obama pledged to seek a nuclear-free world, but last year hit 3 minutes till doomsday thanks to global warming. And that's where they stay, says physicist Lawrence Krauss, the closest since the Cold War.
It's not good news, but an expression of grave concern that the situation remains largely the same.
The scientists cite only halting steps to check climate change, plus growing Mideast and U.S.-Russia tensions, and the burgeoning nuclear arsenals of Pakistan, North Korea, and China. Mark Smith, Washington.
He played Fish in TV's Barney Miller and a gangster in the movie The Godfather.
No, Mike, it was only business. I always liked him.
Abe Vigoda has died at 94. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.